You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If you look at this passage, you will discover that there are two parts to it. On one side, there are things that you must lay aside as a child of God. If you are truly a child of God, these things must not be found in you. The first thing he said, all malice. Malice is desire to hurt or harm someone. Ill will. Some of the words associated with malice include ill feeling, hatred, bitterness, enmity, backbiting, bad blood, etc. Some of those words are similar with malice. Not talking to someone, refusing to respond when people want to talk to you or greet you, you know, just all manner of evil towards another person. The Bible says you should lay it aside. You should lay all. You see, it says all malice. The next one says all deceit. You know, there are different ways we deceive people. There are different ways we lie. I think King James says all guile. I just read from the New King James. The King James Version says all guile. Every form of deception. For example, you don't have a master's degree, and somebody is talking and says, you know, I know you have a master's degree, and you kept quiet. You didn't say no, you didn't say yes. But you see, by keeping quiet, you gave an impression to the person that you have a master's degree, yet you didn't utter a word. The Bible says we should get rid of every form of deception, including filing wrong papers, filing wrong document, changing age, falsifying your age, adjusting all kinds of things on your document, your date of birth that are not true. He says all, everything. Don't think that there are some that, yes, this one is acceptable to God. It is not. It is not. There is no guile. There is no deception that is acceptable to God. You are a man, you are deceiving a woman, you are a brother, you know you don't plan to go anywhere with this lady, and yet you are deceiving her. You are not showing signs that you are a child of God. The scripture says, get rid of all of these things. Say, lay it aside. He said, all evil speaking, hypocrisy, trying to present yourself in a way that you are not. You know, you are preaching in church, but you are terrible at home. You have a very bad marriage, but you appear outside as if you are a great man of God, as if you are a great husband, yet you are a very terrible person, pretending everywhere. The scripture says you should lay aside. You see, all of those things should not be in your life. All form of evil speaking, just pure gossip, conversation that really has no edification nor purpose. Just the fact that you enjoy talking ill about another person. The scripture says every such talk that goes nowhere, that has no head. You know, some of you, sometimes people even in church meetings, they sit down and they ask very foolish questions. And then they just discuss it. You know, somebody is asking in a church meeting and is saying, okay, if somebody is violent, what should we do? I'm like, is there violence in your marriage? Are you planning to be violent in marriage? Why is that your concern? If people have violence in their marriage, let them come forward. It will be addressed. But not that we are learning how to cope with violence in our marriage. Who is the born again that want to be violent in his or her marriage? And then they will now sit there, a matter that is not happening, a matter that has not happened. They will sit there and debate it and argue and say so many things. Don't you get it that when situation arises, When we call upon the Lord, he gives us wisdom. He teaches us what to say. Not that we debate endlessly. I'm not saying we can't discuss issues, but sometimes we are discussing issues that are not in existence just because we enjoy talking. All manner of evil speaking, that does not go anywhere. The scripture says you should lay it aside. But you know the interesting thing? He now says, as newborn babes. It means what we are saying is not a matter for people who are mature in the Lord. It's a matter for people who are babes. That means that if you are a babe in Christ, there should not be deception in you. There should not be malice in you, hypocrisy, or evil speaking. He says, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Let me tell you, there is only one thing that will make you grow. It is the word of God. And it is the pure milk of the word. Nugget cannot grow you. Inspirational speaking cannot grow you. It is truth that grows you. If you are not listening to the word of God, where the text is the word of God, where the message is the word of God, the utterance is the word of God, you can never grow. If what you are doing is going to places where they are just going to excite you, make you happy, say good things about you, oh, tomorrow, today is your time of favor, it is your turn today, you can't grow. You need to go to a place where, look at what he says, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow by. Once you are denied that, you will never grow. You can be in Christ for 20 years, you will know nothing. Somebody who is serious, after 1 or 2 years, will be able to sit you down and teach you Bible. So you need to desire the sincere milk of the word of God. No hypocrisy, not the word of God that they are trying to use to make money. Not the word of God that they are trying to use to get the material things from your hand. Not the word of God that they are trying to tie you down to their building, which they call church. No. But the word of God that is aimed at growing you in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I pray the Lord will give you wisdom in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.